fun out, just raises those tracks and puts you right back on two wheels.
I still feel like a 15-year-old with their learner's permit, but this is fun. Last couple of stairs are fun. It's the first couple that are nerve-wracking.
And as Cambry's motoring down to a lower level.
Oh, my seatbelt. Rookie.
So obviously this Skivo isn't ours. They just let us borrow it for the afternoon to test it out. What are your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. I was a little nervous at first. Like, you can see my face when we're climbing down and up those stairs. I was super nervous, but I got the hang of it by the end of it, and I thought it was really fun. Like, I really enjoyed it. I felt like it gave me new freedoms. Thumbs up for me.
It does have a range of around 20 miles, I think, which is pretty far. I also tried it out, and my impression is it kind of feels like a boat at first. I've never been on a Segway either, so it was my first time being balanced on two wheels, and you would roll forward and back, and it would kind of rock as it stabilized you. Super solid, but still kind of felt like a boat as I started out. But
I just kind of felt like I was in a wheelie the whole time, and I think if you've not lived in a wheelchair and then you end up in a wheelchair, there's a learning curve there, so I feel like it's similar to that. Like, once you get into it, it just takes a minute to figure out your center of gravity and how it works and how to go in all the different settings, and once you do, it's way fun.
And I'm excited where the future's headed. You know, like we mentioned earlier, currently accessible equipment is not very
smart.
And I think the Skivo team is doing a great job of modernizing it and including all of the technology that we appreciate in everything else and bring it into the accessible world. The only downside of the Skivo Bro is the price, which right now is around $40,000. Now, obviously, insurance should come in and help pay for that a little bit, but at the same time, like all technology, the first versions are the most expensive. But also, like all technology, the price will decrease over time, and I expect in 5 or 10 years, hopefully it's a little bit more cost effective. But either way, I'm happy to see it here.
With the way that they made this Skivo, I think it's just going to get better and better in the future. Like, they're really working to figure out all the little things that people need and how to make it really do what it's meant to do, which is create an accessible world for people.
Their team seems genuine.